Hoes with feelings.
Hoes with feelings.
Hoes with feelings.
Hoes with feelings.
With Carolina Teresa
and Melissa Rich.
Babe.
Yeah.
That's fair. Perfect.
Okay.
Okay, welcome to the podcast. Our guest is searching for her vape.
Can't find it.
Rapidly. That's okay. Well, this is the community vape. Oh my God, there's two.
I've got a second one.
I have the mint one. The mint wrapper.
Are you okay? How many loves the mint one?
I love the mint too, actually. And this one does scare me, to be honest.
It's what is that?
Isn't it crazy?
That one is the best.
Oh my God, it's
really good.
Vape queen. Oh my God, this is so cool.
I have an addiction, obviously.
Wait. I want this one.
And when you smoke it, you can see how much battery you have left and how much juice is left.
I've really hard on that one before, though.
And now look at the side.
This is nice.
The other side.
You got 15%, so I'll do one more and then we can leave it alone.
Okay.
We got time, actually.
That's why I got this girl.
They're pretty powerful.
We got chargers.
Yeah, we got chargers.
Yay! So what's going on, girls? Yay. I'm happy to be on the pod.
Well, let's do an intro for you.
Yeah.
It's been a minute. You ready, Carolina?
So our guest is a Dominican princess.
Queen of the
Bronx. Host, a podcaster, a writer, an actress, a stand-up comedian. Her credits are HBO, their Vice, is it MTV as well?
No. But Fuse.
Fuse,
well,
Comedy Central. She's been all over your TV screens, your social media screens. She's huge on IG. And are you on the Tiki Talkie?
I am on the Tiki Talkie, but I'm like not that consistent.
I remember talking about that.
She's an IG queen.
It's so funny that, and I think that's better, honestly. Like, it's harder to be viral on Instagram. Versus TikTok, I feel
it
like
is.
It's
that's
easier.
What they say.
You think it's harder to be viral on Instagram?
Yeah, I think if you literally put a little bit of effort in on TikTok, you would go crazy.
Really?
For sure. Yeah.
There's just something about like the way with like all the hearts and the captions don't go away that like my ADHD be like, ow!
Totally. I get that. Like, it is distracting when you see comments go up. I'm like, no, I'm watching the comments.
Yeah.
No, I want to respond
to this.
Filters,
yeah. Like, I guess I'm just like very set in my ways. Like, I love a good Paris filter on Instagram, but TikTok has like that weird like red cherry lip thing going on.
TikTok has so many of the makeup ones.
Yeah.
I gotta say, sometimes I'm like, wow, I'm looking gorgeous today.
Really?
And then I realize there's like a 4 beauty filters on. I'm like, oh, okay. Cool.
I mean, that works. Hey, it's how we see
deceiving.
Ourselves.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, how are you feeling about the Jennifer Lopez discourse right now?
So I'm from Bronx. And, you know, I feel kind of bad because I jumped in on it. I did kind of a little joke on it on the gram. Mm-hmm. But I tried to make it humorous. Like, I did, like, if Annie was from the Bronx, so I wore
that
a little
was really
red
funny.
Dress. Thank
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
I'm of two minds when it comes to TikTok. I mean, the good TikTok. I'm of two minds when it comes to J-Lo.
Yeah.
Because number one, she's paved the way. She's from the Bronx, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But
representation
like,
matters.
Anybody who knows me knows that I'm a lamb. I love Mariah. I stan Mariah forever.
Yeah.
Like, I literally got her book in like book form and audio book form.
The audio is really good.
It is. Because she does
so
like little excerpts of singing and shit.
It's so fun. It's so fun.
But I think like the thing that I really, really like about Mariah Carey in this particular instance, like if we're doing the whole J-Lo versus Mariah thing, is that Mariah knows who she is already. Like, she's like a multimillionaire. She's classy. She's bougie. And she really feeds into that like bougie aunt vibe, which I love. Like, J-Lo, you're not 27 no more. Like, just be our bougie aunt. You haven't lived in Castle Hill since you were like 16.
Right.
And Castle Hill ain't even that hood.
I mean, that's another thing is that, you know, her situation wasn't as hood as she makes it seem like.
No. Private school, Catholic school. I mean, I don't know the woman. And like I said, much respect to J-Lo, but I think like you trying to come back, like I know that we're in a recession and everybody's poor, but you're not. So stop trying to relate.
It's giving like celebs in COVID being like, I know we're all struggling like, and their assistants like behind them doing shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really, it's not cute. Especially I had heard, this is alleged, I don't know, you know, the source or whatever. I probably just heard it on a podcast or something. That she has refused to give money to her neighborhood, like for various, like a library, school, stuff like that. So I don't know where that comes from. I don't know my source.
Not cute.
That's not cute.
Listen, I don't know about like where she puts her charity in. Like, I know she's Puerto Rican, and I know like when the whole bad hurricane, I forgot the name of it, happened in Was it like Hurricane Maria, I think it was?
Yeah, in, that sounds right.
Puerto Rico. She gave like $1 million for that. Like, she does two things for people from what I know. Like, I'm not like a J-Lo enthusiast in that way that I know every little thing about her. But I'm going to give her credit where it's due. But at the end of the day, it just felt very inauthentic.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, the thing is, I love J-Lo. I think she's one of the greatest performers of our time.
The Selena
Mama's going to always give you a show. I'm talking about right now. If we all went to a J-Lo concert, we would get our lives.
I saw her. I've seen her. I went to the Super Bowl, the one that she did with Shakira.
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
And it was phenomenal.
It was amazing.
That was the best from what I can remember.
Also, there are so many movies that
she made. How'd you end up at the Super Bowl?
Vice has hooked me up.
Motherfucker sent me to Cannes. Motherfucker sent me to the Super Bowl. People talk shit about Vice, but I had a great time.
I never talk shit about Vice. I love Vice. Send us to the Super Bowl if you ever come back.
I never talk shit about Vice either. Good one. They have also treated me well.
Right?
But I was gonna say, you're getting married. I want to talk about that.
Yeah.
Just because I am married and I remember what it felt like to be trying to get it together and have a wedding.
What month did you get engaged in? What you got married in September, engaged in what? May. That's so fast.
Yeah. And it was fast, but I did not plan my wedding. My friends did.
Right. Oh, and so it lucky. Was pandemic.
And it was pandemic.
So the guest list was tight.
And I loved it for that.
Yeah. Really? It was the hottest ticket in town.
Yeah.
Damn. I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I've been with my man for 11 years, right?
It's a long time.
Show the ring. Exactly. Here's the ring. I should have shined it really up a little nice bit.
Ring. No, it's gorgeous.
Thank you.
It is really nice.
We are engaged. We got engaged like in September or October. I think it was September. And I thought that I was going to get married by this summer. But I don't know. Time is moving so quickly.
Why did you think that?
I just thought that I could do it. But I couldn't. Like, I haven't even looked at like
that's
an
so
actual
fast.
Wedding dress yet.
That's so fast. Yeah. That's insane.
So, I mean, like, I've been with the motherfucker for 11 years. I could be engaged for 2 years. But like,
for sure.
It's just mad stressful. Like, the whole, like, looking for the thing, then doing the list. Because like,
are you doing like a wedding, or are you doing something small and cute? What's the vibe?
I wanted to do something medium. Like, nothing medium. Too crazy, but nothing too small. Like, I didn't just want to go to like City Hall, even though now that option is looking very attractive to me.
Yeah.
But I do want to do something cute. Maybe no more than like 50 people invited. But that's I don't know. Yeah. I wish I could tell you that I'm like a big planner, but I'm not. Like, even today, I woke up like, what I got to do today?
Get somebody to help you. Get somebody to help you.
I do.
If you know somebody that's a planner, just get them to help you. I mean, my friends were kind of just like, because I was being real bummy. I was like, well, just get a couple of people.
Maybe Jasmine would
get
freelance.
Some blankets. Maybe she won't.
A blanket. For what? Oh, it was outside?
Yeah, it was outside in the park. I was like, we'll just check in. I was like, and then my friend Artie, I was like, you'll marry us. We'll hand fast under the tree and then we'll just, you know, get some sandwiches or something.
No, that's cute though.
My
like
friends
it. It
were
really
like,
cute.
No, ma'am, no. I have two friends who were like, we've made a deck.
Okay.
And here's what's going to happen.
They white, right?
No. Both of them are black.
Really?
We never know.
They're
today.
Black,
yeah.
Like marketing and like PR and fashion
there
girlies.
You go.
And they were like,
that's what I'm saying. I used to hear the word deck. I'm like, it's some professionalism happening.
Yeah. They're
not my little Bronx and Washington Heights fan. Like, toka, toka, toka. Like, as long as there's music and some
but
coronas.
But my family was mad that I didn't involve them as much.
Oh, really?
And I was just like, what do you want?
It's hard to, like, I've noticed that the moment that you start thinking about family and like putting in their wants and needs, it gets super complicated. But I have a family that has a lot of women and a lot of, like, we're very female heavy. Like, we got a couple little guys there, but it's all women and everybody got kids. So some people are like, make sure you don't have kids in your thing. And I'm like, if I don't have the kids there, then they won't come.
That's not true. But also kids are.
My sister had that drama.
Really?
She said no kids at all. And I had a cousin who was like, okay, but my kid, right? You know, like keep it down. And she was kind of like, I'm sorry, no.
Why?
Well, a couple of them, you know, they were babies, but like, there are sitters optional. Like the wedding planner found them a sitter who actually was like not very young. Oh. And then they came back and the babies had just been like watching CSI Miami. And they were like, like freaking out, like babies on a bed. Like, oh my God, like so overstimulated. Oh, and they were like, oh, cool. Like glad this has been happening for
that
5 hours.
Sound that bad.
It wasn't that bad, but it was really funny. Just like it ended up being just like a teenager. Whatever. Point being, like you can get a babysitter. Like if they're in from out of town, if whatever. I don't think you should have to have kids at your wedding. I think it is cute when little kids walk down the aisle.
I think so, yeah. too. I'm not really like anti it. I'm used to the chaos. I'm used to the holiday parties with the kids crying right. and the coats in the top of the bed in the room with the kids sleeping there while everybody's getting shit faced in the sala.
Yeah.
So I'm like used to that already. But I don't know. I really like, all I know is that I want a cute, not to sound basic, because I've had this idea for a long time about my wedding before the Kardashians, but I did want like a Dolce Gabbana vibe.
Oh,
like,
very yeah.
Spanish. Okay. Very yes. like, I do want that.
Okay.
I got the thick eyebrows, dark yes. hair. Like, I think it'll like look good.
100%.
Yeah, like middle part Queen with Catherine. A long veil.
Yeah.
Queen Catherine.
Absolutely. Corseted, mm-hmm. maybe. Aragon, yeah. Yes.
Not the oh my history God. Books.
Hot.
Okay, yeah. So how do you make that happen? How do you get that?
Money,
so, but you yeah. also need to delegate.
I don't delegate very well.
It is tough.
You gotta put people in charge of things.
Yeah.
I have a Virgo moon.
Yay.
So I be like trying to take control of everything.
Mm. Yeah.
But whatever, we're gonna figure it out. We married. That's been my man for 11 years. Yeah. And it's giving very much like we've been together this long. So we're not like that stressed about it, but I also don't wanna give like a Love and Hip Hop Chrissy and like, what's his name? Jim Jones. Yeah, yeah. Like, I don't want to be, like, engaged forever. So
yeah.
If anything, like, we'll probably get married in a park or some shit.
Were you, like, pushing
well,
for it?
Or
were
you surprised? In a park, let me know.
Yeah, right. She get married in a park. Were you, like, pushing for the engagement or you were, like, surprised when he proposed?
I was surprised. I've never been the type to, like, really, really push for, like, wedding and stuff. But, like, I would say, like, maybe 2 years ago, in the middle of the pandemic, we're all the same age. And I've known my guy since I was like 15. He was part of my friend group before we started dating.
Wow.
So many people from that friend group are either engaged, married, or have kids. And I'm like, we're living a very juvenile life. Like, that was a moment that I'm like, what are we doing? Mm-hmm. Like, we're eating edibles, watching fucking Nuke's Top 5, Scariest Ghost Caught on Camera.
That's
like,
what is it?
Fucking kids. But I'm like, we need to grow up.
Yeah.
Give me a ring.
So he gave me the ring. It was nice. We went to Puerto Rico, his homeland. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it was cute. It was a very nice engagement.
That's and really sweet.
I already knew I was going to be with this man. So that's why I'm not like
and
that
he's also
strong.
From the Bronx.
He from the Bronx.
So it's a classic Dominican Puerto Rican union from the Bronx.
Yes. I can't wait to see the next little J-Lo or Cardi B come out of me. Nice. Yeah. Don't worry, I'm not pregnant.
I had a little bit of a spook while we're talking about it. I mean, I'm sure it's fine, but I was supposed to get my period in 6 days.
Okay.
Then I had like one day of like a little bit of bleeding and then now nothing again. So now it's like I have to wait 5 days and be like, but I know that's not like necessarily is it a sign. Pregnant?
Do you think it could be like, have you been like, Ruko Chang Chang?
No, I'm just a pullout queen. So yeah. It's like, it's always
but
on the
sorry,
table a little bit.
It's gambling. You're gambling. That's
I don't
a game.
Think it's that.
Russian roulette. That's Russian roulette.
Babe. I don't know.
No,
about that.
I think it's, if
oh
you
God,
have a good, if you have a guy that knows what he's doing, I think it's pretty solid. Okay.
I think he's. Okay. Well,
I haven't used a condom in like 11 years.
I haven't used a condom either, but I'm on birth control. When I remember to take it.
Yeah.
It makes
I was on
me
that
in
for
a bad mood.
Hurt.
Yeah. I mean, my tits hurt. I was in a bad mood. They didn't even get bigger. They just hurt.
They hurt.
Rude. And then it was like, I felt like I was constantly on a war path. Like I was like seeking revenge. That's how I felt all the time. Like I was like a low burning revenge. So.
You know what scares me about birth control, though, is that they say that, like, okay, when you're on the pill, apparently, and especially for people that have been on the pill for a very long time, your body is simulating, like, with the pill, your body's simulating the first trimester of pregnancy. So, like, if it goes back to, like, the olden times, like, caveman days, whatever, like, we're still not that genetically different from, like, our ancestors from, like, hundreds or thousands of years ago. That. So... when a woman is in her first trimester or whatever, she's not necessarily looking for like the big caveman who's gonna like protect her and get the fucking mammoth out there or whatever. Like you want to feel safe. Like your body's doing what it needs to do already. So the person or the man that's next to you, oftentimes it's like a brother or like someone who's like you feel comfortable with, but you don't want to have sex with and you're not like afraid of. Mm-hmm. So I've heard a lot of stories of people that have been on the pill for a long time. They're dating. They think that their relationship is great. But the moment they get off the pill, like the guys start smelling different to them.
Whoa.
They're not sexually aroused by them anymore. Like, they just, like, get away from me.
They're like, oops, beta.
Yeah, exactly, beta. You want a beta male when you're on the pill because you want someone to just sit there with you and make you feel like, okay, we're good.
So you want a beta when you're on the pill, but then your when body. You get off the pill,
you're like, wouldn't
that make
man.
You more attracted to, like, oh no, because then they're, in your mind, there's still that.
Well, I think it's just, like, your body is attracted, like, your pheromones and all of your hormones are attracted to, like, what your body needs at the moment. So if you're... pill is tricking your body to think you're already pregnant. You don't need, like, to go out and find, like, the most, like, heavily testosterone filled man to get you pregnant. Like, you just need to be safe somewhere and next to someone who makes you feel good. So it's just kind of like,
really interesting science.
Tell me, because I feel like your eyes lit up when I said that. So,
I mean, who knows? The last time I was on birth control, I guess I went on for a second when I had, like, cysts, and then I got off of it really fast, but I was in my same relationship. I don't think it changed anything.
Oh, you still saw him the same way on and off?
I still saw him the same way on and off, I think. I don't remember.
Yeah.
But.
I mean, I think.
I'm like, what boyfriend was I on?
I'm on birth control.
Oh, yeah.
I don't feel like that. I feel like.
But when you met Hamadé, were you on it?
I don't know.
You probably weren't.
I can't remember. Probably not.
I think you're safe if you're, like, with the guy that you like, and then you get on birth control and stay with him. But I think it's like if you're someone who's just, like,
who's dating. Well, I feel like when I was single, I was probably not on birth control. I don't know. I'm not a birth control girl. Mm-mm. But, like, I do remember feeling like I hated my partner when I was on. But, like, one specific boyfriend. Crazy.
Like, you found it annoying.
So funny. It's just like a little glow stick you put up your pussy.
That made me feel it's crazy. My hormones were all over the place. I hated him, but I also loved him.
Yeah.
And I was just like a terror.
Una gata.
Yeah.
Okay, I had sex with a NuvaRing one time, and it came out around the dick.
Interesting.
It's a cock ring. Exactly. But, like, he was surprised.
But then I was like,
it's kind of cute. Yeah. What an invention.
I've never used a cock ring before, and I really want to.
Yeah, you should.
I'm going to try it. Let's see.
Yeah.
I used, like, a cheap one once. Like, I went to some place and they had, like, a vibrating
one.
Yeah,
I want to buy a vibrating one.
Yeah, it vibrated.
Yeah. I don't know if Tom's going to let me, though.
That's very reasonable. I think he will.
He's very reasonable.
Because she's gone to the max. She's tied him up. She's done some crazy shit. This is going to seem really nice.
So tie him up, blindfold him, and then put the ring on. I'm not allowed to tie him up anymore.
It didn't go well, baby.
Oh, really? It did not.
He didn't like it.
Ooh. He didn't like it at all.
I know.
Well, you know, maybe if you took a class.
I know. I want to take a class together. And he told me no. No, actually, what he said was, God forgive you.
A class for what? A class for what?
Tying people up.
Like the Japanese style?
Yeah.
Shibari rope.
Shibari rope.
Shibari.
Yeah. He was like, please, babe, no, God forgive you. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's God did forgive you. So time for a class. Time for what? We went to this event. It was like a vibrator, like, promotional event.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, remember that girl, like, they did, like, a demonstration and, like, a thing. Was that with
you? Yes. So they tied her up.
It was really gorgeous. And I was like, but it looked also like, ouch. I'm not into the pain stuff. And I was like, as gorgeous as this does look, and I think that Leisure Center would be very intrigued, there's no chance that I'm going to be hanging from the ceiling.
I don't think I want to be hanging, but I want to be tied up.
Like, owie, owie.
I don't know if I want to hang. I liked watching her up there. I would get tied up.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. That's the kind of porn I watch.
Yeah.
Fun.
I love bondage.
Really?
I love it.
Love bondage.
I know. I got in trouble but my man was like, what is your porn? Like, after 11 years, he's like, what do you watch? Because I told him, I was like, oh, yeah. I was like, you know, beat my meat. Not my meat, but you know what I mean? Sure. Spanking the clam. Spanking the clam. But he was like, what do you watch? And I'm like, the most disgusting things you could think of.
I mean, I have...
That is not bad at all.
I mean, I have my moods.
Well,
sometimes I get... Sometimes I'm in the mood for cuckolding. I love the cuckold.
I haven't watched that yet.
Me either. Maybe accidentally, because oftentimes I'll watch threesomes and then sometimes it ends up being like
a cuckold situation.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, that person's not involved and they seem sad. So and then it's not the vibe. Wait, I'm curious, after 11 years, what he just randomly asked you.
Because I was just telling him I was watching porn, but I don't think we've ever gotten down to, like, the nitty gritty of what we watch. Mm-hmm.
Right.
So I don't know.
I haven't asked that either, but I'm kind of like, that's your time. Like, I'm very into, like, you know, there's our combined sex life. And then there's like my sex life. Like I lost my vibrator under the bed for like a month and a half. And then I recently just found it. And I was kind of like, we're back, bitch. Yeah. Like I was like, yeah, like it's like an actual part of my life.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, that,
has that ever be has ever caught you beads? Watching it?
What?
Has he ever caught you watching porn?
Like, you know how, like, you pull up your phone to look for something and that was, like, the last thing you saw on Safari? Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have, like, a Pornhub app or XXNX. Yeah.
Are you on private mode on Safari?
XXNX.
Okay,
I should look that up.
It's a little derp.
I know. I'm like, I kind of want you to send me one of these rope ones just so I can see.
Great. I love the rope. I like bondage shit. Like, I'm not going to lie.
I love bondage shit. I just don't want to hang. I got us some bondage tape.
I think that's what it was, is the hanging that was really crazy.
Remember the other event where we got the bondage tape in the bag?
Yes.
Ooh. So we got bondage tape in
the bag.
But
I like that. Like, I like the sound of, like, plastic crinkling. Like, I like that. Like, the spandex and leather is, like, a thing. Like,
I love totally.
It makes me horny.
Yeah. So me and Sydney were in the kitchen. And Hamide comes out. He's like, babe, I need tip. This tip doesn't work. And I was like, what do you mean this tape doesn't work? And I took it. And then I was like, oh, this is sex tape. And then he's like, oh, God.
No.
And Sydney was like, I'm leaving the room.
You shut up. Oh, God, Sydney, please.
That's like, so funny.
It's a nasty.
I'm going to see Sydney tonight.
You are?
Yeah,
what's tonight? Oh, are you?
Well, gonna- I don't know when you're... posting this, but I'm gonna go see her at Bunton's tonight.
Okay, Bunton's tonight. And yeah, then, okay, let's talk offline.
Offline.
I might run around too. Yeah. I might not. Let's see.
I don't even know what the fuck I'm gonna talk about. But we'll talk about it offline.
Yeah, we'll talk about it offline.
But yeah, I do like that. Like, that's what I like to see. I also have like a weird, I guess because this is therapy, fuck it, let's talk about it. I think I have like a control problem. So a lot of my porn watching is masturbation. Like, it's not always like a guy and a girl or like two people. Like, I've watched like women getting fucked by machines.
I love that.
What's the machine called? The
The
one they sit on, the Sibian.
Those are the
things I like.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah,
but what does that have to do with control?
Because I don't want to like. I don't know.
Don't touch.
Yeah,
don't touch me.
It's me and this thing.
Totally.
Right now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like when I watch like a man and a woman having like, don't get me wrong, like there's some like porn that I've seen that I really like, and I'm like, damn, that motherfucker beating that pussy up.
Yeah.
You feel me? But
yeah.
But to me, that's like almost romantic, and I feel like I'm cheating on my man.
I know.
It's a weird mental thing,
that's
but like,
so
I feel
sweet
like,
of you. It's like you have a good heart.
Yeah.
It's too like. It's too real. Like, the whole machine thing is, like, fake.
Yeah. I mean, right. I feel like when I watch porn, I'm never watching anything romantic.
Definitely not.
Pretty, like,
I've seen romantic porn.
I've seen it, but it's not what I like.
Angela White. You know Angela White? Big titties. She has, like, the Hills Have Eyes. no offense, girl. I love you. Big titties. but she had a really good, like, porn scene once with, like, this... I forgot his name, but he's, like, a big German or, like, Austrian guy with a huge fucking cock. And they had sex, and she started to cry.
Wow.
She started to cry because of, like...
Method.
How good her orgasm was. Yeah, and I felt like I'm watching something right now that I should not watch.
That's beautiful.
It felt private.
Well, what's that lesbian couple who does porn? That's romantic.
I'm trying to look up Angela White.
Oh, okay. Yeah, good idea. On the topic of this, a friend went to the, the AVN, like the porn awards, and her nail, or this is not my friend. This is friend of a friend or whoever.
Yeah.
She got her nails done and it was cum on the nails. It was like gorgeous. You know, like where you can do the droplets, but they were extending past,
and they were like,
it was going out. It was kind of gross, but it looked
she did like a Kim Kardashian Mugler.
Okay, haven't seen her. The Hills Have Eyes. That's so funny. That is wow. Clocked it.
She's a pretty, but like her eyes have like that thing. You know
what I mean? Yeah, that's so funny. Wow, she cried. What an actress.
They like hugged.
Well, they maybe she wasn't acting.
Everyone was probably like,
I think she was acting.
Wow, it looked good job. Yeah, she wasn't acting. Yeah, but it is. You're supposed to say they're acting.
I mean,
but I think she, you know.
Sometimes the orgasms be that good.
Of course.
They do be that good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that things will be changed between you and your man when you get married? Or do you think it'll just be the same?
I think it'll be the same. I feel like
you won't feel anything.
I feel like we operate as a married couple already. Like,
yeah.
I'm very close to his family. He knows mine. He was there yesterday at the brunch. I don't know. Like, I don't think it's going to change too much. I think it's just going to be what scares me about like marriage is that like, I'm kind of wild and crazy. I've always been like a little, you know, but now that I'm 32, but let's just say 30.
Sure.
Because the pandemic stole the last 2 years of my 20s. Absolutely. So like I'm reclaiming my time.
Yeah.
So like now that I'm in my 30s or whatever, I just feel like, you know, I come from a very Dominican household and they're very like, ah, when you're gonna have a kid, this is not. So like I never, ever, ever felt like peer pressured, but like 30s hit me like, okay, I guess it is time for that. And it's not like I'm like this big Hollywood star. Like, yeah, I jump around and I do little things, but it's not like, bitch, I'm still in the Bronx.
Yeah.
So my thing is just like, all right, so like maybe I should get a job.
No.
And just have a baby. Like, I don't know. Like, that's just what I feel like.
I never want anyone to get jobs. I'm like, no one get jobs. No one get jobs.
Melissa never wants nobody to work.
Yeah.
But I will say, I feel the same way all the time.
Really?
All the time. Yeah. Like, I just sometimes I just want to be regular and just like have a job and a baby and just like, you know, live that life. It like, does appeal to me. I'm not going to do it. But it does appeal to me.
Listen.
It seems like life is easier that way.
I be watching all the DIY girls on TikTok that don't work.
We could be like, DIY girls.
I could do that.
You guys are literally saying, I'm going to get jobs and be normal. And now you're saying, I'm going to sit at home and do nothing.
Trad wife.
No,
DIY.
DIY. We're not
going
to be doing
unemployed. Now you're saying unemployed.
I want to put the little fucking things on my walls.
You're going to become Home Depot experts all of a sudden out of nowhere. You're both fucking crazy. Keep doing comedy. This end of story. Stick it out for 2 more years. Yeah. You'll be rich. Figure it out.
Yeah, I agree.
She's gonna be fine.
I need you.
Oh
more
my
around.
God.
I need you
I'm
around.
Doing home renovations. That's amazing. Amazing. I'm doing
I'm a home renovation
influencer all of a sudden. That's the okay, cute. Yeah. I
no,
see
but
that.
It's just like life is fucking.
I do
nuts.
Always say I want to be an influencer. Don't say that because I do want to be an influencer.
Okay, a regular influencer, part, yeah. Absolutely. I don't see you doing crown moldings in your home.
That's what it was
for
about.
TikTok.
That really hurts.
I don't see you doing that. I don't.
But it looks fun.
I'm like teaching tiling. Myself nails from TikTok.
That I could see you doing on TikTok. I don't know why you're not putting that on TikTok. That's
I should
a genius
be putting
idea.
It on TikTok. Good.
Yeah.
Whenever
make
you
some
want
to
come over, I do your nails.
Thank
That's
you.
So funny.
I don't charge people because I'm still learning.
That's okay. I'm down. We'll do today. Mm-hmm. Let's go. Well, I did mine yesterday. So let's
I'm waiting for her to improve a little bit. And then I'm going to go.
I am doing really great work. You guys
you are.
My flowers.
You are. You want to decorate some press-ons. Absolutely.
Oh, but
like
you don't
those.
Think I can apply the
I don't gelette. Think you're going to build it long enough for me.
I have the nails.
Did they come in?
No, because
the builders, I was like, I'm not doing builders. That's going to snap in a second.
It
on
is
me.
Not.
I we'll don't think so. I don't think.
We'll figure it out.
Once you get
I
the tips.
I think they look great.
And those look nice. Open. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm a fan.
How many these are way longer than I usually do, but you know, I went to a wedding and I wanted to have something fancy.
How was the wedding? Cute.
The wedding was cute.
Really?
It was very cute. Great. They had very good, like, little details. Yeah. It was actually so cute and sweet, and I loved it. And their families were so cute together.
That's really sweet.
And the food was good, and there was always something going. Always something going. I like that.
I like
no
that.
Doubt.
Keep
That's
us
what
entertained.
I like in a wedding. Yes. Yeah. Now we're doing this. Now we're doing this. Everyone feels
Ceremony
like a long
short.
Yeah.
I don't want to do an hour-long ceremony.
An
for
hour,
what?
No.
For what?
Have you ever been to, like, a church, like, Catholic?
Yeah, Catholic
like,
one. Oh, my God. So boring. No shades
so
of the Catholics.
So boring.
Kind of boring.
I know Catholics.
Oh,
I think I can shade the Catholics. Yeah, literally. Every week, my entire life, I'm like, I will shade them. It is boring. And
really?
It is long. And it is quiet. And it is just not fun.
I like Catholic churches. I grew up Jehovah's
it's
Witness.
Very
so, like,
beautiful.
I love the
you
aesthetics. Yeah, I love the aesthetics.
I dated a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh, how was that?
He was out of it.
Yeah.
I think he had a lot of trauma from it. I think he had a lot of trauma from knocking on doors and people being like, what the fuck are you talking about?
There's
and he's
a
like,
lot.
I don't know. I'm 7. And here I am like doing the Bible.
Lord's
like,
work.
You know what I mean? Like, I thought it was a lot of pressure for him. And then also... having no Christmas.
Yeah.
No birthdays.
Mm-hmm.
All of that. And I think it like kind of, he was kind of hippie and like, it was my outdoor adventure boyfriend. He was already kind of like a little bit removed from society. And I think it came from growing up like that, where it was like, the world is going to distract you. Armageddon is coming.
Yeah.
Get your shit together. And even though he was removed from that, I felt like it was deep seated.
Yeah.
In him.
It is. It's like a thing.
But he was really hot.
For sure.
So
for sure. But it was very plain. So that's why I like Catholic churches, because it'd be like, ooh, look at that.
Yeah, it's pretty.
It is beautiful.
I like it. It's
it
like
is.
Very,
it's just like a lot of other
macabre.
Issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, for me, it was just like, you know, the service was so long, the music was a little
But you can do
boring.
It without a full mass. You can do it without a full mass.
Absolutely.
And it's not as bad.
It was like 15 minutes. And I said, make it, I said, Artie, I will edit you down because my friend married us. And I was like, it's not you doing a 10 minute set.
No jokes.
Yeah.
It's not your type five. There's no industry here. There's no industry here. Do not.
Yes. There's no industry here. So relax.
Oh, that's funny.
And she actually ended up doing a really great job. And it was quick.
Yeah. Actually, I like that. Maybe I'll get a comedian to ordain us.
Yeah, you should
us.
Get
That's
a comedian.
It's really cute. Yeah. Oh my God, get Marie. That'd be funny.
Marie!
Or Sydney.
Or Sydney.
Marie.
Both
or Sydney.
Oh my God, together. That would be, That'd be so cute.
Marie is so cute. Today, I was like, yo, they really played me yesterday with the food. She's like, yes, girl, protect your peace and your pockets. Because I'm like, I don't think I'm going to do that again.
Yeah. You know, it is tricky when, whatever, someone asks you to come and it's just like, okay, what are the when there's not like a contract or there's not whatever,
yeah, I should have been
and they're like,
here.
Come to the restaurant. Like, even if you are like full comped, whatever, it's just still kind of like, what are the details you want exactly? Yeah. Like when you're not organizing enough.
It is what it is. People be do things casual. And they think they're going to do whatever they're going to do on the spot. Mm-hmm. But it's cool. Like, I'm a professional.
It's fine. It's fine.
No one's going to see us fighting over no card.
Absolutely
like, we're going to
put it down and
figure
exactly.
it out later.
Exactly.
Gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I love it. A woman of class.
You know what I mean?
You are. Leisure Center is your Lower East Side solution for vintage clothes, shoes, books, posters, home decor, and cute downtown fashion boys. Shop for the boyfriend you have or pick one up while you shop for you. With men's, women's, unisex, and a full range of sizing, Leisure Center delivers the hottest vintage fashion for everyone. Get 10% off online with code HOES or mention it in store for discount. Leisure Center at 48 Hester Street in Lower Manhattan.
Wait, so Dee, do you have anything you want to unpack?
Yeah.
What do I want to unpack right now?
Are you in therapy?
I am not in therapy right now.
Have you been to therapy?
I did have a couple sessions with a few different people, but I always felt like, well, my last therapist actually fired me. Like, stopped working with me.
Why?
I don't know.
Was she still practicing?
I unpacked. It was like Zoom therapy or whatever, and I unpacked like a whole bunch of shit with her. And then, like, literally, we had, like, 5 minutes left of the session. And she was like, I just want to let you know, this is going to be our last session. And I was like, oh, you could have told me that from the start.
Pourquoi?
You know?
Yeah,
and
thank
she
you.
Said that she, because it was like, I don't know if you've ever heard of the Training Institute. So she wasn't complete.
Yeah, I did.
So she was like part of the training and she was saying that like, she was like,
done. So she was graduating.
However, I went back on and saw that she was so active there. But like, I don't feel like she was the right one for me. Like, you know, they ask you like, who do you want? And I was like, I want either like a Latina woman or a Black woman. I want someone who like grew up in the East Coast. It doesn't necessarily have to be New York, but like Philly. Yeah. I'll take Philly. Fuck
sure.
It. You know? And they gave me like a Hasidic Jewish woman from Brooklyn. Well, not Hasidic, but she was definitely like practicing Orthodox. Like she wore skirts and everything. And I just think we came from two, like she didn't get me.
Yeah, I had to find someone think from the training institute as well.
Yeah, so, but she quit on me.
Damn.
Oh, she quit on you.
Yeah.
Damn.
We weren't getting anywhere.
Yeah.
We really
weren't.
Maybe
she knew that, but I think that like if you're a therapist, you should have the language to say, let me find you someone else. Let me like refer you to someone. Something
nothing,
like that.
Nothing. It was very like
left you out in the cold.
Yeah. After I was like crying, and then you came to the room and I
And maybe it's
so
a compliment.
Do you now feel like hesitant to go to therapy again?
I'm open to it. I do want to just like shop around a little bit.
Which is annoying.
It is annoying. It's like a dating.
It's
dating.
It is. It's really kind of daunting.
Yeah.
Especially if you're looking in person. It's like, oh, great. I'm going to Midtown again to like meet someone else. It's kind of crazy.
I want to meet someone good. Like, I feel like my last three therapists, if you will, they just didn't work. It was like her. Before that, it was like an older white man from like in his 60s.
No.
And before that, it was like actually a Latina woman from the Bronx, but she was like, you ain't got no kids, you ain't got no problem.
Oh my God.
So like,
so
I
funny.
Feel like I've never had like a good vibe with a therapist. So that's why I don't do it. Mm-hmm.
That's fair.
It's valid. Yeah.
Cause also you're paying.
Yeah.
There's nothing more frustrating than paying. Even, you know, if it's the Training Institute and it is, you know, relatively affordable to spend your money and be like, well, that was pointless. And I've spent an hour maybe more if you're in person, going there, going back.
Absolutely.
And then okay. I paid for this. So annoying.
You know what the girl that I fired from the Training Institute did?
What?
I fired her. I emailed her. I sent her an email and I was like, you know, I just don't think this is working out. Like, I think that we have a lot of, I think that you don't understand me. You might not have the tools to understand me or be able to help me. I need someone who's going to be a little bit more proactive.
Yeah.
And I wrote out this whole email and she was like, well, can we meet one more time so that we can discuss this in person?
Mm-hmm. And are you going to charge me?
And then
it?
She charged
no.
me.
No.
Of course she did. Of course you
no.
did. You were already in her
no.
budget to pay her bills for that
no.
month. Well,
oh
you think
my
she
God,
was
I'm
talk
livid.
To you for free?
I'm so livid. Did you pay it?
I did. Because
you have
I
to.
Just,
what
like,
are you gonna do?
Yeah, it just.
I don't know that I would have paid that.
Your car's on file.
Your car's
if
on
your
file.
Car's on
they're
file.
Charging
okay,
you.
Okay.
And I was just.
I've
shook
always
by
Venmo'd
that.
My therapist, which is insane. That's fucking crazy.
Yeah, that was shook by that. I was like, bitch, how dare you?
Yeah,
and it was like, she was Japanese, like born and raised in Japan. Oh, and mm-hmm. like, I don't think she meant to be insensitive, but like, I would talk to her about like things that, like with Hamide and like his culture. Mm-hmm. And her view of that was so.
She was shook.
Small minded. Like,
where's Hamide
really,
from? Ghana?
Burkina Faso.
Oh, Burkina.
Which is next to Ghana.
Oh, okay, okay.
But
okay.
they speak French.
Can I say, like, after that therapist, I remember you saying, like, I need someone who's not going to be traumatized by, okay, we had to sacrifice a goat because he had a dream about it. It's not a big deal. Like,
he had a dream.
This is the culture.
She was just like,
she was like,
grossed out by it. But I was like, he had a bad dream. So he had an imam sacrifice a goat. Like,
which is part of the culture, even though that
sounds
crazy to someone else,
but
that's the culture. And that's not like even.
It ain't that crazy. It's a fucking goat. We gonna eat it, right?
And then we're gonna eat it.
We're gonna eat it.
Yeah.
Okay. No, so I felt crazy. The same. Like, my last therapist kept telling me to, like, go no contact with my mom. And I'm like, she's
oh
not a bad person.
God.
She's Dominican. Like, it's different.
She advised you to go no. That's
yeah.
so intense.
And I'm like, are you nuts?
But that's why it is important to have someone who understands, like, your culture.
Yeah.
And who understands, yeah. like, context. Like, when my husband and I went to couples therapy, I was like, I need an African therapist and I need a bitch that knows about Islam because
he's Muslim.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Like
yeah.
for real.
Yeah. yeah
so
yeah.
I was like, I can't have somebody who doesn't understand those things. Mm-hmm. And we luckily had two couples therapists and they both understood or like
got it.
Were, yeah. you know, familiar with the religion and the culture and stuff like that. Cause it is actually really important. And I'm not going to lie. I did think that the Japanese lady and I, because of our difference of cultures, I just didn't feel comfortable talking to her after
Mm-mm.
her
of
reaction
course.
Of what I told her about the sacrifice.
How did she react?
She was just like, so like,
well, that's unprofessional.
Yeah, I was gonna say, like, are you even supposed to allow emotions to come through?
No, you're
I
not.
Don't know.
I don't think
it just
so.
Didn't. I mean, my current therapist is a black woman and she's Ghanaian and I love her.
Oh, okay.
Love her. I feel like she understands me. She understands like my vibes. She's really cool.
That's good. She yeah. gets it. Yeah, yeah, that's what we need. Like, I need to be able to feel safe to
I keep
unpack.
Telling my niece, like, you should go to school to be a therapist because women of color need women of color therapists. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Agreed.
And my niece is Indian, black, and Latina. I'm yeah. like, girl, you could really help some people.
I think she
yeah.
would.
For real.
She would actually be a really good children's therapist.
Yeah, she would. She's great with
she's
kids.
She's great with kids.
How old is your niece?
Adults, she might have to,
16, 17,
she might have
16.
To watch it. She'll be making yeah. a mean face here. Yeah.
That's she's, the one that you went to Greece with.
Yes.
Okay.
She's so sweet and she's really, I feel like the last time we saw her, it's like she's maturing. She's not, mm-hmm. I feel she's like, hopefully, you know, knock, knock, getting out of the like rebellious everyone's like against me mm-hmm, phase. And she's, mm-hmm. I think,
thank
realizing
God.
Everyone's, and she's appreciating it.
Yeah,
it's really
I feel
sweet.
That.
It's really
we
sweet.
All go through it.
I didn't, so that's why it's hard for me to relate to her.
Really?
Oh
I
my
didn't
God.
Go through like a rebellious phase. No,
no.
Did you?
Ooh, yeah.
me
I made my mom
too.
Move out once at 17.
Oh
she moved
gosh.
Out and
she
I had the apartment.
Too much.
You made her move out? That's amazing.
Oh my God.
What
now
a power
that I'm proud
move.
Of it, I was like 17.
I love that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And then it was just like me and my sister and then like her baby daddy were like splitting the rent. She was like, I'm out. Fuck this.
Wow.
I broke like I a decorative vase that had rice in it. You know how like the old school people would put like rice in like glass? I don't know why.
Yeah.
I broke that shit. I was like, I'm tired of this place. So yeah, I have a lot of issues, but I'm just trying to find like a therapist that knows how to deal with those issues. Maybe
yeah.
you guys are the ones. So.
Yeah.
I think
what do you want to unpack?
Yeah.
I don't even know. What do I want to pack right now? Let me see. What's going on? I'm broke. No.
I mean, we can unpack
tea.
That. We're broke too.
Yeah. I'm broke. I need some fucking SK-II. I'm trying to make my own SK2 recently.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I did.
What is
you
SK2?
Are, I think you are low-key a scientist. You've dropped what now two SK2? Science. Of it. Yeah, teach us how to make SK2.
So SK2 is like a Korean, like a Japanese, the, like a...
I think it's a toner of sorts, but exfoliant,
it's
right?
Like, toner, and then afterwards, it's a brand. It's like a skincare brand, but there's one specific one that I really like.
You know, I know what you're talking about.
It's like a rice water thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's supposed to be put on like right before the, or right after the toner. But that shit is like $55, $60 for something mm-hmm. this big. Mm-hmm. So it's essentially just rice water. Like the whole story behind the SK2 was like, oh, like these people that were working on skincare, they, or something, I don't remember. They were like in these rice fields in Japan and noticed that all of the people that were there, like their hands looked way younger than their faces.
Which is important mm-hmm. because your hands age fast.
Exactly, they do. So now every time I make rice, like, you know, when you clean the rice or whatever, I'll put like a little piece, like a little bit of water on the side and I freeze them. So I kind of use them now as like a thing.
That is genius.
You are a scientist.
Girl, I'm thrifty as hell.
That's like, so good.
I'm like, if it's just rice water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then I'm just going to do that instead of spending $55, $65.
That's so smart. And putting ice on your feet or like cold on your
face. It's like a little like washa almost.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I'm like, what can so I smart. Do to save? You know what? I really need a... color corrector, and I use an orange color corrector. I'm like, should I make my own color corrector? Is that what
dude, I just saw
to?
Some Indian chick put it on TikTok. She puts honey and turmeric, and she like makes a mix with a little bit of Vaseline, and she puts it there like every night for a few, and it's helped her. Because like her dark circles come culturally, like a lot of people have like that too. Dark there, and I have that too. So I'm like, I'm gonna try that. I haven't tried it yet though.
Dee, aren't you... what are you mixed with? You're Dominican and...
I'm Dominican Albanian.
Albanian.
Oh my God. Yeah. Cool.
But I don't know my daddy.
Yeah.
So I don't really know too much about it. But I am. And I actually have made some Albanian friends recently.
Of course.
Yeah.
That's nice. Queen?
I got a little side gig in the Bronx.
Okay, in the Bronx. Yeah. There's Albanians in the Bronx. Cool.
There's Albanians in the Bronx. Yeah. So they're cool. Mm-hmm. They like really want me to learn more about
get
being Albanian.
In touch with your Albanian.
But I don't Dua Lipa.
Know. I don't know. Yeah. I don't, and she's from Kosovo, which is like Kosovo is now actually separate from Albania because, you know, they had like all the little civil wars and shit. So she's from Kosovo too.
Cool.
I'm from the Muslim part of Albania.
Oh, word.
Yeah, but I'm not Muslim. I eat Benil.
I mean, I know you eat Benil and so do I. I went to make a Benil this Christmas and we've been married for 3 years, mm-hmm. four in September. And I stopped making Benil once I got married because I felt weird about bringing the
pork
into the home. Mm-hmm. But then this year, something inside of me was like, sorry, man. Like, brother, I'm making my pernil.
Yeah.
And then, so we're checking out on the in the grocery store and he's like, babe, what is this? I'm like, it's a pork shoulder.
Shoulder.
Okay. And he's like, he was like, you gonna make this? And I was like, yeah.
I am.
Sorry. I'm making it.
It's all right. He could have figured it out.
You know, he didn't eat it.
I mean, is it like kosher where you can't have it in the kitchen? No, it's probably fine to have it in the kitchen.
No, I mean, you shouldn't. Yeah, like kind of in a way that like that it's can't not halal. Touch his food. Yeah,
right.
It can't touch his food. And it didn't touch his food.
So there you go. You broke no laws.
I broke no laws.
Everybody's happy.
You're safe. Yeah.
No, he wasn't happy. He was like, oh, is my God.
It's still God Ramadan, right?
Yeah, it's still Ramadan.
Damn.
Yeah.
I was thinking of doing Ramadan just to lose some weight.
but you don't actually lose that much weight because you eat once the sun goes down. And
but that's
so
intermittent
hungry.
Fasting.
I mean,
that's
yeah.
intermittent fasting.
Yeah, that's true. But then you wake up again at like 4 o'clock in the morning and you eat.
Oh, really?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I would sleep
eat twice.
Because you just had sex.
Well, you're wise.
Because you were watching during the day.
You can have sex. Thank God. Right. Not me, though. I'm at not nighttime. Having sex right now.
Why?
Because my husband had a hernia
surgery. Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh.
Right.
So he's healing.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
How's he doing?
I mean,
what's
he has a mouth.
He's a lot of things, but he's so like,
that's
I'm
what I'm always like, suck his dick.
She's like, now. But I got caught masturbating recently.
How was that?
Because I thought he was asleep and I put up the volume on my phone.
No,
because I couldn't
joking.
Hear it. I was like, I want to hear what they're saying.
I know, I do need it. I hate silent porn.
I don't like silent porn. No,
during the dialogue? Wait, was it the, or was it happening?
No, they were having sex talking to each other and I was like, well, I can't hear what they're saying.
I thought you were like turning it up for like the beginning where they're talking.
No,
where they're
no,
like,
no.
Wait, were you guys in the same bed?
Yes. And he didn't say anything to me that night, but the next morning he said he heard it.
No, that happened to me the other day. We were watching shit, but we were like in the living room and I have one of those like machine guns like for massages, like after you work out. And I was about to get my period and had cramps. So I was putting it in my stomach, but like, I was like,
literally, my boyfriend, I said, you're not allowed to have one of those. You're going to break your clit. Like, he's like, there's no way you're not going to jerk off with that. And you're going to hurt yourself.
You don't even got to put it on the clit. I just had it right here.
Right here.
Really? Okay. I'm going to bring that up.
It was nice. But he didn't know. I was like.
He was in the other room. Yeah.
He was like in front of me sitting in like the other couch, but like he couldn't really see. And I was just like. Well, this is what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
I didn't wanna go through like having sex. Like, I didn't wanna like take off my clothes.
It is a production.
And I was kind of bushy and like, not that he cares, but I was just like, I don't wanna like the whole production. I'm just gonna leave this here. And I was like, ooh. I had a tiny orgasm. Like, ooh. No, he wants to
I love a tiny orgasm budget. That
is I'm like looking for my babe.
Oh my God, I'm going to bed, babe.
Yeah. I always do that. As soon as I come and I masturbate, I'm like,
he wants to eat.
I miss that. I miss the babe.
Oh my God.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I love that. I mean, secretly jerking off is one of the great pleasures of living together. Yeah. It's mm-hmm. so funny.
Also, it's hot to be doing it in secret.
I know. It may, yeah.
It's hot. I'm like, and I'm trying to hurry up because I'm like, I gotta get it over with.
Yeah, yeah.
I
don't want to get
caught. Sure.
I don't know what
it is. It is crazy.
No, but that shit is strong. Like, I was fully clothed. I just had sweatpants on. Like, it was just near
so it was
me.
Not even on the clit. That's crazy.
No, I wouldn't put that there. I would be like desensitized.
Vaginas are insane because I mean, you probably just got the muscle. You got the muscle, not even on the spot, and it like moved.
It worked.
That's cool.
And I'm not opposed to using it again. Mm-hmm.
Science. Science. Oh
that's
my God,
bold,
that's amazing.
Though. That's bold though.
It is bold.
I feel like
was the door
like,
open?
He was next to me.
Oh my God. Yeah. I thought he was in the next room.
No, like, okay, so like I was like sitting here, like on okay.
You guys are wild.
I was like this on the couch. And then like he had a chair, but like he had like, you know, the computer chair, but it was in the middle of the room. So he was like, he didn't want to sit on the couch. So he sat there. So he was literally like here. And I was here.
But he was facing the TV.
He was facing the TV.
Okay.
The TV was here.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we were watching.
Wow, that's really good.
Yeah, that's bold.
I love it.
That's really good. That's really good.
Living on the edge.
It's really good.
I really am.
You better send him this episode. That'd be really fun for him to find out that way. I love that.
It works.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
You know what? Leisure Center is a deep enough sleeper. I'm sure I could absolutely pull some tricks.
Hell yeah.
But I mean, I always do that. He just caught me.
This time. Wake
he heard really it. You were loud.
Hear the porn.
You were being greedy.
Yeah.
You don't need the sound and the visual.
You just said you don't like silent porn.
I know. Okay. But you're being greedy. Nobody you know, does. You're going to pick and choose your battles.
Nobody does. Well, how about you pull out those giant ass headphones that he got you?
Yeah,
that's probably why he got you the headphones in the first place. You keep waking him up to the porn.
I don't want to deal with this. He's parking my house in porn.
Put it on your headphones. Yeah.
I've been, do you think you'll ever get like wife guilt? You know how they have like mom guilt? I think I get wife guilt.
What is wife guilt?
Wife guilt is when like, and I think this is a result of me being Latina and like all my aunts and my mom being like, you have to be like this
because yeah. she does get the
and
guilt
you have to do like this, and I get a lot of guilt for things.
Yeah,
and like this past week, like I just didn't cook for him that much.
Yeah,
the house was a mess, but I was really busy. I was like running in and out and like doing my part-time job and then trying to get to the podcast, and like I just was too busy to
so
really
much going
be
on
functional, and I just felt wife guilt, and I felt bad, and then also I could tell he was just like looking around the house like
I feel that a lot, and I'm not even a wife yet, but I do feel that a lot.
Yeah, it's hard. But then also I'm just like, also Thursday night I came home, I was so drunk. Do you ever do that? Do you ever come home drunk?
Oh my God. And,
it's
we
not good.
Got crazy and I was crazy too.
She was being crazy, and then
you were there.
Was,
you were there.
We were separately. Same night, together all the day and the night, drinking together, getting this drunk.
We hosted
and then
an
going
event
to our homes.
We had like eight glasses of.
I'm glad I'm not the only one.
Yeah. Oh no, it was crazy because if I come home drunk, I'm like, guess what, bestie? We're hanging.
Yeah,
you know
me,
what I mean.
Me too.
Why do we live together? Why do we live together?
Guess what I was saying yesterday when he was telling my parents about my behavior.
I hate that.
No,
I was like,
telling.
Yeah, because Hamid's snitch and his in-laws love him. And I was like, you know what? This is a compliment to you because what it says is I've spent all day out and about having a good time and I want to come home and spend some time with you, brother.
Yeah.
I missed
you.
Exactly. Yeah. Be flattered.
Was I wrong to put the severed finger in
his
nose?
No, let me tell you something. I wasn't going to say this out loud, but I have to. Fuck it. Like, it's going to make my boyfriend look bad, though. I mean, my fiance. But fuck it. They're mean. So we, okay. So like 2 days ago, we were watching, like, we were doing a throwback, right? Like, you know, the whole Diddy scandal. So we started watching like old videos of Diddy just to like see if we could pick up like hints and shit. Mm-hmm. And that led us into a rabbit hole of like old early 2000s, like hip hop and song. And we were like watching all these videos, like Salt Shaker, the Whisper Song, fucking Nelly, Hot and Her. And he's like, damn, all these bitches bad. His brother was there. We're like, look at that one, look at that one. Cause I'm not jealous like that. Like if there's a beautiful woman, I'm like, yes, she looks good, blah, blah, blah. Mm. So like we're like commenting on these women and saying how beautiful they are. This is so embarrassing to me. Anyway, it doesn't matter. So then he goes, yo, like he has like a, we're stoned by the way. And he's like, oh yeah, like I had a realization that like, I feel like the women that I like now as an adult was formed between like BET Uncut and like anime. So I go like those two things like formed like what he likes in a woman. Don't ask me the math. I don't know.
I'm just trying to imagine what that girl looks like.
Right. You know? So I'm like, well, I don't look like a BET Uncut girl and I don't look like a cartoon. So like, what the fuck?
What the fuck?
And then he was like, nah, but like before, like you when you were in your prime and I was like, mind you, I'm here looking like Snoop Dogg after he takes his little hairs out. Like, I have all my little ugly hairs, like bags under my eyes. And that shit really pissed me off.
Yeah.
So yesterday I got mad cute. Like I looked mad cute. Cause this was like the day before yesterday. So yesterday.
Oh, but you have to remind them.
Yeah, you gotta fucking remind them.
You're like, I'm
gonna
get cute and pull out the Theragun. Thank you so much. Yeah, like, not for you.
Exactly. And yeah. I told him off the next day. I was like, you know, what you said really hurt me because the reason why I'm not as cute as I used to be or whatever you think, it's because I'm fucking cleaning this house and cooking for both of us.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I got other shit to do. Like, I do comedy. I have a job. I have this.
I say that all the time. Yes. And I remind him. I think you just have to remind him, like, do you ever send him photos? Like, do you see me?
I did.
I'm that's the queen of sending the photos. Of, like, do you see how good I look? Yeah.
He was like, no, I think you're beautiful. You're the one that's always complaining about it. I'm like, shut the fuck up. Don't ever talk to me about when I was in my prime. This is my fucking prime. I'm just
in
like
my
10
prime
pounds
now, bitch. Yes. I hate that. I know. I like, honestly, when it's talking about the other girls, like I will get crazy and I will get my feelings hurt. So I'm like, just cut that shit.
Well,
right
if now. As long as you don't compare, I'm fine. Like I was up in there, like that bitch bad. Like I was there with them because I'm a little gay sometimes. I got a touch of the lesbian.
It's the comparison. But yep.
I was down for it as long.
I got a touch of the lesbian. Yeah. That's so funny. I know.
I got a touch of the lesbian.
If I get jealous, I always go, well, who do you think she'd fuck?
Me.
Ding, 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 ding. Yeah, exactly. And then.
But I was like, dude, like, you don't know. Like, I work all day. I try to like squeeze in a workout and then I come and fucking clean and cook. Yeah. And you do what you gotta do. You work, you work out, you chill with your family because we live next to the in-laws.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
So that's like a thing.
How's that?
It's good. I love his family. Yeah. But one thing is like earlier I said, I come from a very like female oriented family. They're a very male centered family. Mm. So I also did tell him like, I'm not, all my best girlfriends for the most part, other than like Sydney and Marie are all in different states. Like I don't have that many like of my girlfriends. So I'm not even around women like that anymore. Mm. Wow. And even in comedy, like when you do stand up, so many men, like I'm lucky I found my tribe. I found the girls that I like that were cute, but we still do our little jokes and shit.
I love that. That's cute first. Girls were cute. We still do our little jokes.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm so happy. But like the girls that I'll be like, hey, let's go to Target real quick. Like, cause they live a couple blocks away from me. I don't have that anymore. Mm. So I'm just around a whole bunch of men all the time. So I don't contour as much as I used to.
Of course.
But suck a dick.
Yeah.
and in closing, suck a dick.
So that's how I feel about that.
That's so funny. I know. That's my dad's side of the family is that same kind of thing. They were all dudes. And it's just so funny watching like all of them try to like communicate or like figure out like who's coming for Christmas or like shit like that.
They
it's
don't
like
know what
so
the heck is
wild.
Going on.
Yeah, it's really funny.
It is a very different dynamic for me though. I will say that like it's just very male. It's very male.
Yeah.
And I as much as I'm not like the girliest girl, I am at the end of the day.
Right,
like, that's
what
I'm used to is women.
So. Totally. Yeah. I know, dealing with the straight man.
She's
hard.
Used to women too. It's like
I
all am. Women.
Yeah,
in her
my
family.
Mom says all women. I have sisters. My mom is all sisters. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
It's drama, but it makes more sense.
It does.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like with my immediate family, it's me, my sister, my mom, and then my dad. And then we have my niece and my nephew, but it's more girls than it is.
You are girl focused. I feel like the community is girls, and like someone's always staying with her who's either Paris or girlies. And like, I feel like Hamdi does well with that.
Oh, he does do well with that. I think that like he does. I could see him be a little bit happier when he is around the men in my family, though.
Sure.
He needs it. Like yesterday at Easter, I think he was happy to be around the guys.
Yeah.
And I was just like, I don't care.
I don't care. Who's that?
Who is that?
I don't know.
Who is it?
Answer. Gmail.
Gmail.
Let's
see. Such phone's ringing.
Timo.
I love to answer calls.
Timo. Oh my God. Timo's always.
Don't get us started.
Me.
Our sponsor, Timo.
I love Timo. I mean, this is where I get a lot of my nail products.
Really?
My supplies come from Timo, a lot of them. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Have you discovered
them. I bought the like spinning mop thingy.
Oh, I want to try that. It's good.
Yeah.
I want to try that.
It's really fun.
I got the thing for the bathroom.
Me too.
I thought that's what it was. Wait, it's for floors?
I got the one for the bathroom, but I'm such a lazy bitch and I haven't cleaned it in a while, so I haven't opened the box. I haven't used it yet.
It's good. It does make things a little easier, I will say.
Okay.
I feel like I'm power cleaning. Like I'm like,
yeah, I'm like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
Okay, that's good. I like that.
What's yours, a mop for floors?
I got the mop for the floors, but I did get the like bathroom scrubber thing, but I haven't used it yet, so I can't.
But you like the mop?
I like the mop. I like the spinning
That's really
bucket.
The only thing. That's my main thing that I do in the home is floors. I don't know why. I just kind of like the floors. And I feel like it feels adult when you're like, my floors. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then that's how I feel grown up, and that's how I contribute.
How long have you been with your dude, Melissa?
5 years.
Oh, shit. Oh, God.
I know.
So it's like real. Doesn't
but we just moved in together.
Okay. Like,
doesn't that mean you're like common law married?
To after seven.
No, oh, seven. Okay. But also, I don't think that exists in New York. Someone just told me.
I don't think that actually exists anywhere.
Maybe not.
I feel like people always talk about common law, but like you don't get it.
It does exist in Canada.
And in Australia. But not in America, I don't think. I'm not sure.
I think it does. I don't know.
Arkansas.
I don't know. Someone Google it and message us. Yeah, exactly. Actually, we're just talking about science today, not law. So
exactly.
We're scientists, not lawyers. Thank you.
I know.
I love that.
Women in STEM.
Women in STEM. Okay, Dee, where can everyone follow you? And what are you up to? I feel like you're always on shows.
So I have a couple shows coming up. You can go to my Instagram. It's Dee Nasty, DEE.nasty. Mm-hmm. I have a little link tree of all my shows coming up. I have one this week in City Winery. I don't know when you guys are going to air it. So
this will be
passed.
Actually out Wednesday because we got a little behind in the scheduling.
Okay, so tomorrow, Thursday the 5th, I'll be having a show at City Winery.
Which one? Wait, the one like on the west side?
Yeah, the one that's
Love that spot.
So I have one there. I have another show April 11th in Yonkers if you're in that neck of the woods. And a few other ones coming up in May and stuff. You could just see me on YouTube. I'm out there talking. Just look up Dee Nasty.
Hell yeah. Look up Dee Nasty.
Also, I don't know if it's aired yet because I am terrible with these things, but I'm actually going to be voicing a character for the new season of Proud Family.
Word!
No! Yes!
Oh my God, that's amazing.
I know, and the character's name is Dee Nasty. I'm playing a talk show host kind of girl. So.
That is so cool.
That
Congrats.
Is you.
Thank you.
That's amazing.
Thank you. I should have said that first.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Congrats. That's so cool.
Thanks, dudes.
Thank you for coming.
Of course.
Thank you for traveling. Great.
We appreciate you.
Love you so much.
Okay, Connor.
That was so fun.
It was fun.
Oh my God.